Oh, well, I mean, the super furry animals. Have you seen them live then? Or?
Yeah, I actually saw them at the Barlands.
I think I may have been at the same
gig. Oh, really?
Was that a year ago?
No, it was 1997.
Ah, right, okay. So
I'll be my age.
They're the Welsh ones, aren't they?
Yes.
They're Welsh speaking.
Yeah.
And they sing in Welsh as well, don't they?
They sing it. They got an album in Welsh. Mm-hmm. I haven't, but it's given as a birth support to the present, but I know it doesn't really listen very much. Mm-hmm. It's in Welsh. Mm-hmm. But I saw him support the Flaming Lips a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But at that concert at the Barlands, it was university heyday, and me and my friend were there, and we just ran out of money at the bar, as you would. Mm-hmm. We're not much money anyway, but as if a magic £20 just appeared on the floor.
Oh.
And, you know, after 100 people standing,
and we handed it in.
We handed it behind the bar, and he kindly gave us a whole pile of drinks.
Very nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to see them, believe it or not, the Pogues next Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And I quite like the Pogues, well, all their early stuff. But I really don't know what sort of condition they're going to be in on Monday night.
But he was in that condition anyway, wasn't it? 10 years ago.
He doesn't really turn up. And if he does, he kind of mumbles into a microphone.
Yeah. Monday night is fine, though, isn't it?
Monday night, school night, you know. it'll be morning, the next day, saying I had to stand for hours, because that's what I was like when I went to see Franz Ferdinand.
Did you see them?
I did.
They were good, right?
They were very good, but I had to stand for ages and ages. I was looking for a seat, and I was very envious of the people all around me who were in a seat. But just when you get to a certain age, probably.
Is that the Carling Academy?
Carling Academy on Monday night. I've never been there.
That's
now.
Great. They have seats here as well.
Oh, do they have seats?
Yeah,
oh,
that's very student.
Bad one.
Yes, very quick.
Very student-y. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. Talk about sticking out, am I? Hopefully, I wouldn't meet any of the pupils there.
I don't know. I know one big Queen fan, and she was at a Queen tribute band on Sunday night.
Oh, somebody else was there as well.
Yeah, one of my friends was there, but she was telling me that she was going. She's a big Freddie Mercury fan.
Is that right? From here?
Yeah, first year.
Yeah.
Ah. I'll tell you.
Yes, she's quite alternative.
Yeah.
Well, they're not really alternative Queen, are they?
Apparently, I'm in charge of the disco for the school
dance. The Christmas.
But yeah, I'll have to find. I know a guy who's got a karaoke kind of. Not karaoke, but the whole setup for the
school.
The eardery. Mm-hmm. So I've got in touch with him.
Oh, very good.
Trying to get hold of it. Trying to speak to the TRS guys as well.
Just to link
see
it up
what
to
kind of things they've got.
There is a dad, though. In the school, that
yeah.
He has a karaoke disco machine.
Primary 3 boys, one is primary 4
primary
now.
4,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I got the shock of my life when I went to that party, and I thought it was we were just going to be dancing, and it was a karaoke machine, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I got shocked.
In school?
What
do
you
think? 9 to 5, Dolly.
You do have a bit of a cowboy background.
Oh, I do, a bit, yes.
Yes, you like it. Boots and hats.
Yeah, boots and hats and rockers, but metal as well.
But that's a very Stornoway Lewis thing, isn't it? Led Zeppelin.
Yes, Led Zeppelin and Kenny Rogers.
The Spectre with the red kickers.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, we're going back a while.
Seeing that, where are you all from, just out of interest? I mean, you're all from the islands, or...?
Yes, South Hughes.
Oh, right.
South Hughes.
I'm from Lewis.
I'm from Lewis, so from the same place. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, so you knew each other growing up then? Or?
Yes.
Our dads worked together for 20 years,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You just separated last year, didn't
you? Yeah, it's a major divorce.
Yeah,
some tools went to your dad.
Yeah,
that's
it.
It was all very amicable, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was very amicable. Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a whole mixture of stuff here from different areas, different dialects.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite important to have that within this sort of setup.
Aye.
And you can tell which teacher a pupil has by some of the things that they see and how they see it.
Really, in the Gaelic?
Yes, you can, because we have different words. I mean, I would say Chaniel Shian, coming from Uist, and you would say
Chaniel Car.
And people from Barra would say Chaniel Ska, and you can tell.
Peggy would say Chaniel Hate.
Uh-huh. So that's another one.
Didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah.
And
I don't know what to say. Harriet. What does Harriet say now?
Well, she's from the same place.
Yeah, I think she says Carthel. Yeah. But there's something she says. She says, Chant.
Yes.
And I would say, Chant.
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't Katie from North Uist say Chant, Kutrich, and Marianne? I think it might be a North Uist thing.
But I remember when I first started in the Gaelic school, primary, and this child came up to me and was talking to me and said the word Sally.
Sally.
And I don't, we don't say that word at all.
Where was he from then?
The child. Uh-huh. I don't know.
That's well, what I used to think.
Well, it was in the primary, it was in school. So
I pick up the word the teacher should call. Yes.
Phone, sorry.
Could have been where the teacher was.
It's another good one.
Yeah.
Very good.
I think it is in Siobhan one thing, they always use Sally.
Sally.
I don't know if it's a Barra thing in Anne-Marie's character.
I think Sarah says it.
Yes, I think I have. But I think because I've been enrolled in this for such a number of years, my mum says I'm very Lewisach, which I don't think I am, yes, just by picking up different ways of saying things. I don't think so. But
The kids from Glasgow have their own accent, don't they? They've got their own sort of special Gaelic. It is a giri. They say giri.
Yeah, there is that one when you hear them, particularly on the radio, you can tell where they're from.
Yes.
And is that kind of a mix of all the different teachers' accents, or is that more like the Glaswegian?
The Glaswegian, I think.
The Glaswegian accent, but it's not like they're saying the words wrong, like they would do if they'd learned it older. Do you know what I mean? They're pronouncing it, putting their D's properly in there. It's like just their own accent, isn't it, almost?
We should have got one of them in here.
Yeah, right. Yes, actually, well, now you've told me that.
That would be an interesting one to pursue.
It would actually be a good research project. So.
But we were talking in the staff room earlier on, and I don't think I'd want to lose my accent when I know I can sound really country, for want of a better word, when I speak English, but I wouldn't want to lose that because I think it's an important part of who you are. And,
I think it is. I think you can tell when somebody's from the island and things as well. I think I've got it a bit less because my parents like weren't from me and stuff. But then again, I always thought I didn't have an accent at all, really, like at home. And then you come here and
you do. But you said here.
That could be why. Yes,
but a lot of people think you're Irish. I don't know if you get that.
Welsh. You get Welsh.
Probably Welsh.
Yeah, Irish and Welsh. When I went to university.
Noddy gets Irish and I get Welsh.
Huh?
Yeah. Or Pakistani I got once.
What?
Yes, I have. Obviously they hadn't seen me, but I was talking to a woman in a shoe shop before, and when she saw me she said that she thought that I was Asian.
You were talking about the kids earlier, though. Are you finding that they are picking up very well from starting the Gaelic? Like, say, the ones who are actually from Glasgow, from English-speaking parents. Do you find that they're picking up the Gaelic very quickly, or how's that working out?
That's no different from any Gaelic unit, really. Wherever you're based, there's an initial sort of period between the August and the Christmas where they're really soaking up the language and they'll still come out with English. Isn't that right, Trish? You're at
P1. Well, at the moment, they're understanding more than they're speaking, so we're speaking to them in Gaelic most of the day, and sometimes maybe going over a little bit in English still, but and they're responding now in Gaelic a little.
That's good.
Yeah.
And it's just building on
that. I think once they get a start, that's them.
Yeah. You know, I was hearing some today in the playground. Speak to me in Gaelic.
Yes. I heard them in the canteen speak to each other in Gaelic as well. People often ask me, you know, do most of the kids who come here, do they have Gaelic-speaking parents? Probably now majority is not.
60% at least don't have any connection. Probably more. The last time we did any sort of kind of counting or research, it was 60 to 70%. It's amazing, really.
They always ask, you know, why do they go to the Gaelic school? But you know, any evidence shows you why, you know, how beneficial it is. But But I often wondered that myself, you know, how are they getting on, you know. By the time they get to secondary, you know, we know how good they are.
But even in the secondary, I've heard some talking to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you catch them in the corridor. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they know I'm there or not, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But equally, though, when you take them for sports and you're away to football tonight, I mean, they've got this skill that nobody else has over and above their footballing skills, that they're able to shout tactics in Gaelic and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I always used to try to say that to the children in the primary, and some of them, they sometimes get a wee bit embarrassed, possibly, in the situation, but I think once they get older, they realise that it has its advantages. Particularly on the subway.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to be careful.
Oh,
yes,
I do.
Oh, what is this, the talking about other people?
Yes, and there's so many people in the central belt in Glasgow who speak Gaelic, you've got to be really careful.
The community's quite far and wide, isn't it, the Gaelic community?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Glasgow.
Yeah. Actually, are there a lot of events and things? I should probably know more about this, but events and things in Gaelic that a lot of people go to, or...
Kiolan Crack,
I mean, they're trying to establish an art centre in the city, and this group came together, I think, maybe 2.5 years ago, called Umbochran, and they've organised quite a number of events called Kiolan Crack and other events, purely for the development of Gaelic arts and culture. And it's been, they're looking for a building to have a kind of a basis of it, but I think they're very well attended. I've been to one or two.
I've been to two. Two.
There's one on Saturday. Is it Saturday? Battersea Boys.
Friday or Saturday, Battersea Boys.
Oh, Battersea Boys and something else.
Where are they playing? Is it Barrowlands?
They are. I think they are in the Barrowlands.
They're in the Barrowlands on Friday night. And then the Kiolan Crack on Saturday night.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it'll be a dance on Saturday night. I don't know with the CCA. Somebody make it.
That's something I wondered about as well, actually. Are there many kind of dances? Like, obviously, at home, you'd get a dance every... Well, you used to get a dance every Friday night, not anymore. But do you get a lot of that in Glasgow?
The Lewis and Harris dance was the first Friday in November. So I was there. It's usually next door to us in the Hindleywood Hall. For the first time. I don't know why, actually. I'm not sure. You might know why it's not there, but it was in Colin Moore this year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is it better?
No.
No.
No, it's not. It wasn't big enough.
True.
And because in the Kennywood Hall, also, you know, when you went to get a drink, just use a can, or they had everything ready, and there you go. Whereas they had pour pints and so on, so.
Delayed everything.
But,
oh, there's a thief coming out here.
No, I wasn't. You know, I was. They had a quiet one really, because I was playing football the next day. But the Sky Gathering, that's in November as well, isn't it?
That's what we do. Isn't it the first Saturday in December? Yep.
It is actually, because Miriam Mack used to do the bar for that.
Yeah. The Euston Bar is usually on, is it the 31st of December? It's like big rush.
Really?
Yeah, I think. Or
they had something
roundabout
recently,
really.
But they kind of meet over
the time.
Renfrew.
They do, which is not as accessible. I think they have. I've never been to one. I think Margaret and Ian have, but. It's kind of either the 30th or the 1st or the 2nd or something like that.
I thought they would have had it when the time when people were, you know, because a lot of people go home then.
But it's very busy apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was younger, the Lewis and Harris was the one to go to because the Euston Bar was a smaller sort of venue and it was on the south side and it wasn't so accessible. But now I think Euston Bar are holding their own.
I think Marx's paints come down.
They do.
But I don't know if it was just a Kayleigh or... She was the right girl, you know.
No, but, I mean, there's still the people do tend to gravitate towards the three pubs that are quite near here.
The Island Triangle.
They are. What's it called? The Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Yes.
It lost, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never found again.
I know, I go down there myself sometimes, but not from that far. Really, I don't know. You always see people, you know.
Whether that's a good thing or not.
I was going to say, that's why I don't go that often.
I think it's when you go in them in daylight and it's not so busy, but you just think, why? You don't come here. That happened to me with the island.
Oh, yes.
In there in daylight, and we're
never again.
See how you're talking about a lot of people go home and that. Do you still see the islands as home? or to see.
You always call it going home. I always do, and then I do.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think this, well, me personally, most holidays, we get 12 weeks a year, so I would say out of the 12, I'd probably spend 9 or 10 of them at home. So, get home quite a lot. I don't have any attachments in here, you know, as such. So, yeah, definitely still thought home. I mean, it was 10 years ago since I left, so I was there for, you know, 18 years, then I came here. So I'm working at my age now.
So did you all come down for uni then, or?
But it's funny, you said coming down, lots of people who live on the mainland, see, that's a funny expression, coming down and going up. I don't know if anybody else uses it, but...
And it used to be out.
Coming out.
You can't say that now.
But my husband calls it home, and he's from Glasgow.
It's funny. Yeah.
Yes. He's well indoctrinated.
Oh, is it just because he hears you sing it all the time, or?
Yeah, I think so. I think he quite likes going up to East as well.
Is there any initiation ceremony?
No. But I'll tell you, he's good. Nelly will say as well, he's picked up a lot of Gaelic over the years. The more whiskey he has, the more fluent he becomes. And he gets a bit more relaxed.
When you hear the Gaelic, I can, you know, we've had a few.
I'm a Gaelic mode.
Yes, I'm a Gaelic mode.
So we know. But,